involved in tourism would welcome this. I mean, and we want to see our season extended out and that. But I mean, you know, it will come basically, you know, at a price to a lot of businesses as well. That, but I mean, up here in Donegal, we are, you know, dependent on tourism. Tourism is vital to the Northwest and to Donegal as such. And, you know, in relation to this, I mean, something that we always talked about up here in Donegal and Ireland is the standard of our food and the food offerings that we have to give and that, and also the value for money. And I think that's something that we can work on and something that we'd like to see basically more work put into. And I know Donegal County Council, along with the Donegal Food Coast, are working basically with a number of businesses up here, and I mean, and putting them all together and linking up, because we want to extend this out to the rural part of the county as well as urban parts up the Northwest and that basically, because all these small businesses and these small towns and villages, they're all contributing to the local economy. They're all given work, I mean, and given employment, but also they're supporting the local community teams and you know, any events around the community. These are the people that are supporting them. And I think it's very important that they get all the support and help that we can get. Anything that will broaden out our season and bring more numbers into the Northwest or into this region, we'd welcome it.
Some of the things that I noticed here was conspicuous by its absence. No real mention to the fact that there's a labour crisis within the sector at present. And also, it made very little reference towards, say, for instance, the minimum wage increasing. And these are some of the big, big challenges that we hear time and time again from those who are engaged in the tourism sector.
Yes, John, you're 100% correct. I mean, and you know, these are probably the bigger challenges that anybody would have in business at the moment. And that, as you rightly said, we all know basically if we go to our daily shopping, that means, you know, it's gone up. You're right. I mean, the minimum wage will come in January. I mean, that will go up to $14.50 per hour and that. Also, the auto enrollment. And this is another cost that will come into business also. And, you know, when you bring in the minimum wage, it's one thing about saying bringing in minimum wage. But I mean, it's a ripple effect. You have to basically give all your staff a rise. You cannot bring in, you know, new staff and bring them in the same money that some of the staff brought. They all have to get an increase. But also, the biggest problem that I find from the last time with the minimum wage is in relation to lorry drivers, but you know, milk delivery men. All the prices go up then because in the products that you're buying, because with the minimum wage. And no later than today, I just received two emails already from the linen company and one of the drink companies saying their prices are going to go up in January. And you know, these are the things that we have to monitor for. We have to look at and make her decision to make sure that we keep it right and that, because business is very difficult at the moment. But we want to, you know, keep business open. We want to make sure that Fáil Ireland see the issues that we have and Tourism Ireland see that, and that we all work together for the betterment of this region and the Northwest region, and make sure that, I mean, whatever is going on in tourism or whatever support or help that we can get as small businesses, that they're there and they're looked upon. Because as I say, we lose a small little coffee shop or a little restaurant in any part of the town or villages in the Northwest region, it's a loss to the economy, it's lost to employment, and I mean, there's no beneficiaries there at all.
A 6.5% decrease in the number of people visiting Ireland up until October compared to the same period last year. Is that a major cause for concern?
Yes, I mean, John, you're right there. And this is something that I have highlighted. And, you know, and I just said it in the beginning of my interview, that, I mean, up here in the Northwest and up in Donegal, we have exceptional value for money. We have brilliant food and great service and that. And when you come up here to this region, you get a very warm welcome by the people in this business. But, I mean, I think our counterparts in the bigger cities, in the Corks and the Dublins, I mean, we'll all hear on national radio and the price of stuff around Dublin. I mean, if let it be adventure, that's not doing any favours for the tourism section. It's not doing any favours for us as an economy and the impression that we're giving on the international sales. We're down nearly 500,000 customers this year, or visitors to this country. And that's a huge loss. You know, you couldn't sustain that. We hope that the trend will change in the coming years. I mean, because every tourism that comes here, they add to the economy. Basically, they give more employment, they give more jobs. So we want all the tourism coming. But we as an industry have to look at the way we sell ourselves. I mean, the way we promote ourselves, and basically the value that we give for money as well. And I think that's basically what went wrong. I think the Dublin and the bigger cities basically did not, you know, appreciate the customer they were getting. And I think we overpriced ourselves a wee bit out of the market.